Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome into the CHGO Blackhawks podcast, the inaugural episode of Top 10 Thursday. Herb's going to love that I said inaugural and not first annual. Thank you, Herb.
Whoops.
appreciate y'all being here. Jay Zawoski here with Greg Boysen and Mario Tirabassi. We're going to talk some playoffs. We're going to debut our first Top 10 Thursday segment, which today is Top 10 Playoff Performers. Love doing stuff like this because you learn stuff. Like, damn, this guy was really good. I heard this Gretzky character guy is somewhat decent. Might be on the list. Stay tuned.
A lot about Wayne Gretzky doing my research here.
Yeah, it's crazy. Make sure you smash that like button for us. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page as well. Podcast listeners, like, review, all that great stuff. Make sure you're following on your favorite podcast app. Before we get started, we were in a bit of a firestorm this morning. Leafs Twitter got a hold of a 30-second contextless clip that went out via someone else. So I'll go first. We were talking about a Leafs fan last night that was during yesterday's show that was celebrating in his basement, and during our conversation about how playoff wins and losses can be so intense, high, intense lows. And that video came in my timeline. It reminded me, like, there's an example of an intense high. This guy's going nuts. He's running around his basement. He's in full Leafs regalia. He's chugging a beer. He's partying. And to kind of, you know, let's ride the wave. I took a shot at the guy's weight. I shouldn't have done that. I'm a fat guy myself. I take fat shots at myself as a defense mechanism. And sometimes I don't think about that I'm not saying it about myself sometimes. So apologies to Leafs guy. That was inappropriate on my end. Curtis from Alberta. I reached out to him via Twitter, which is the only way I know how, and offered my apologies. So hopefully we can move on from there. We get called on our bullshit. We apologize for it, and we get better from it, and we move on. So hopefully that's what we do here.
Yep. Simple enough. Bottom line, took a cheap shot at a guy that I've never interacted with. Don't know. Sounds like a great guy.
People love him.
Yep, obviously. So that speaks a lot to who that is, who Curtis is. So took an unwarranted cheap shot. That was wrong. I sent an apology as well. Usually not how I operate, but in the fun of, you know, the moment, said something that should have been said. I'll do better in the future. And if Curtis ever wants to hop on and talk Maple Leafs, sure, let's do it.
I want to buy one of his Doug Gilmore jerseys.
He almost made my top 10 list. Spoiler alert, Doug Gilmore. He was damn good in the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant Curtis.
I don't know. I've never seen him play.
He's Doug probably Gilmore. Better than I am.
Yeah. We don't want to be the ones to tell people how to be fans. I know personally my reactions to the draft lottery is an example of being
should I cue that up?
Massive fan. You can if you want. Yeah.
But I
know that that's always saved and ready to go.
Speaking of the draft lottery, I have something for you Tuesday that is going to be the perfect thing for that night.
Is it a glass case of emotion?
I've wanted to bring it in. I'm not going to give away anything about it. Tuesday it will be revealed one way or another. Nice. It will be the perfect fixture. Especially for Mario on draft
Is it
day.
The birdcage that
I'm not telling you anything.
Braggs keeps his Meemaw in or whatever that is.
It's good. It's
yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's I think we all know better. we are admittedly children at times.
Yes.
And
yep.
gets the best of all of us. So, I also reached out to Curtis as well. I didn't know who he was before. I know more about him now than I did yesterday. It's definitely going to be an interesting one tonight for Leafs and Bruins in Game 6. So, yeah. I'll be watching.
Yep.
Should be a fun one. No Austin Matthews again. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Though, you know, the Maple Leafs have won a game without William Nylander. They've won a game without Austin Matthews.
It's true.
Galvanized.
But the Bruins, man, they better... Here's the guy I'm looking for tonight to show up. That's Brad Marchand. Zero shots on goal in Game 5. How do I know this? He was part of my prize pick.
More on them later.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a guy that is like, you know, that's a guy who is built a career on getting in people's heads, built a career on the big moments, he was invisible in that game. If he's invisible tonight, here we go again.
Well, see, I was thinking about
this exact thing last year.
And you said it yesterday, and I was thinking about this watching the Oilers game. You're like, don't let them back up. Don't take your foot off the throat. Don't relent. Don't think you've got the series won. Oilers win. They advance. Boston's got two chances to win. Right? Like, it's, I don't know. I still, even though I picked Toronto in a series, it is a big thing to overcome, especially without Matthews. Even if he is back at some point and not 100%, it's going to be tough. But hey, like you said, the Bruins let up. And now the Leafs have some momentum. They're feeling good about things. They're feeling optimistic. And with a team that dangerous, with that much firepower, again, to steal from our buddies at What Chaos, galvanized, look out for them. They've got nothing to lose at this point, right? They've been written off already.
All the pressure's on Boston now.
That's right.
The pressure's on Boston right now. And, you know, it starts with Brad Marchand for Boston when he's going to spend half the game in the penalty box and try to be the rat as opposed to being the elite hockey player. It's usually things go bad. You know, that's the guy I look to tonight. If he's on his game, if he comes out there in the first period and has three or four hits and a couple shots on goal and has drawn a penalty, then I think it's bad news for the Maple Leafs.
Did you see what Kevin Shattenkirk was saying? He was saying it was like when Nylander was out. Maybe it changes the dynamic of their team, but they're all powerful weapons. Austin's certainly the most dangerous man on the ice when he's out there, but I don't think their game changed as much last game. As a whole, they were just desperate.
Well, you could make that same argument when Connor Bedard was out, where some guys picked up their game.
Yeah.
Instead of just standing around waiting for Austin Matthews to save you,
right?
You got to go do it yourself.
One more little part from it here from Shattenkirk. If Matthews was in the lineup, it probably would have been more of the same.
That's
interesting. And for an opponent to be, maybe that's Shattenkirk being like, let's see, if I say this, maybe they'll just scratch Austin Matthews. You won't have to worry about it.
Works.
Yeah. I wonder what the angle is there. It was interesting.
We had a super chat from Ben who changed his profile.
Ben,
picture.
I liked your thirst trap shirt, your thirst trap picture.
Fixed my
working
picture
for me.
Or made it worse. I don't know. I'd say Kaner is properly top 10 in the franchise. Personally, my favorite players are Taves and Tony Amonte. Those are good choices.
Those are pretty
thanks
good.
Thanks for the super chat.
Thank you for there, the Ben. Tony Amonte erasure is a problem around these parts.
Hey, look how cute his cat is.
He's a cute cat.
Pretty nice. Cute cat. Awesome. I wonder if he's named after a Blackhawk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't think there's Tony Amonte erasure.
I don't know. I think there's a big gap in... Black Hawkle awareness.
Yeah, there were a lot less people watching when he played.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The era in which he played it.
He's the second best number 10 in franchise history.
Yeah. I would say yes.
You're getting me mad, Boyson.
it's apparently what I do this week. I get people
it's
mad.
It's your shtick.
Yeah. It's my new thing.
Catrick Kane, maybe?
Catrick Kane, I like that. That's good.
Catrick Kane.
Ben, name your cat after a Blackhawk already, damn it.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. So, that's the one game tonight.
Dr. Doom.
The one game tonight is Leafs and Bruins, and the Dallas Stars take the series lead.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. justice.
Yeah, they've been arguably the better team in the series and got the series lead, a hard fought game again, as you know you're gonna expect with the defending cup champions and then the team that is you know, I'd say a majority of fans probably are picking Dallas to be a cup winner this year. So you're getting a hard fought series, and you know, Alex Pietrangelo, that was quite the play on
that was interesting.
On Sagan there. That I mean, I'd like to think that one small thing maybe doesn't change the series all that much, but hey, it might. It's mm-hmm. it's the playoffs. So one play can make a huge difference in a series.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Pietrangelo has that play and gives the power play to the Stars. That's where they score the game winning goal. Not a thing you would expect to see from a guy like that. You know, a little bit of frustration. Decided to smack Tyler Seguin in the face. Got called. I mean,
not the face. That's his moneymaker. I mean, can't do that.
I mean, that's...
guy's got a career for the game. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it was a blatant penalty. Got caught.
Yeah.
And if that's the play that ends the Vegas run... that would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Lord Hosa says, would you rather Vegas win and improve the Hawks draft position?
No.
Or Dallas win right now and knock them out? Yeah, I want them out.
I'm tired of Vegas.
I'd rather Dallas win so my picking of them for the Stanley Cup doesn't get knocked out in the first round.
I have them in the Western Conference Finals, so I don't want to ruin my bracket by any means. Even though if Dallas gets by, Avalanche have hit their stride at the right time.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They have hit their stride at the right time. But I'm done. I'm tired of Vegas. I'm over them. The whole LTIR loopholes, are they cheating? Are they not? I'm done. I'm over it. You know, you've had nothing but success since entering the league.
Right.
The league changed the rules so they can be good right away. And they were, and credit to that initial draft, they drafted a lot of guys that, even when they drafted that expansion draft, a lot of people were like, this team is wins 20 games, they'll be all right. And then they leaned into it. They played with that chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
But they're not that likable team anymore.
No.
They're the, we're going to try and buy a championship every year, and if we need to take advantage of a loophole that anybody else can.
Yes.
We will.
I'm all for the loopholes.
The Blackhawks took advantage of it in 2015. We all know that. That was with a legit injury. I'm not saying that Mark Stone never not hurt. A severed spleen or whatever it was. That's not fun. But it's just amazing that he gets hurt and he's always healthy enough for game one of the playoffs.
Just
it's
next year, of it all. Find another guy to go on long-term
he's got the biggest
right before the trade deadline.
He's got the largest cap hit.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it worked out nicely for them. And look,
that's something.
The rules are the rules, and if you're willing to,
that's something that needs to be explored at the next CBA. I'm wondering if it's going to be, if enough teams are going to complain about where they're going to change something. There's two ways you can change that, and this could be an off-season topic, but the easiest two ways you can change that is, you have to play in game 82 in order to play in the first round of the playoffs.
Interesting.
Or the salary cap goes into effect for the playoffs.
Yeah.
You could do that. You could also do your LTIR can only be half your cap hit instead of the full cap hit.
Could do that.
Yeah.
There's ways to do it.
You can change it.
I mean, I do like your Game 82 thing. Wouldn't that sort of be like the AHL, the paper transaction that the Hawks had to do to get
guys?
You got
to be on the roster at the deadline in order to play in the playoffs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're healthy enough to play in game one of a playoff game, you should be able to play in that last regular season game.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And maybe there's guys that are legit hurt and they can't make it back in time, then you don't get to play in the first round. You can come back in the second round.
Well, I don't know. The hockey players are tough, you know. What if they just can't? They really shouldn't be playing, but they want to be out there for the playoffs.
That's all of them.
Right.
You're never going to, you know what I mean? You're never going to fix that.
So what if they would want to sit them game 82, you know?
I think that there has been so much spotlight on this because of Vegas.
Well, and Vegas,
that they're definitely going to change something next CBA.
And Vegas even said it last year. They set it up. Well, yeah. Mark Stone's back is really bad. He's probably going to be in and out of the lineup for the rest of his career. They told you what they were going to do, and then we all act surprised when they did it.
I didn't act surprised. Not at all.
No, not in the least.
No. Speaking of... You said surprise. Speaking of prize, that was terrible.
I like that.
Awful. Back to broadcast school I go. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sport DFS platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers and your bad ideas. Baseball season is officially underway, and there's no better way to cash in on the action than Prize Picks. Add your favorite players from the diamond to your Prize Picks lineups all season long, whether it's strikeouts, RBIs, or first inning runs. Take your pick of more or less and add them to your Prize Picks lineup today. You can now win up to 100 times your money with baseball only lineups and Prize Picks. If you submit a winning lineup featuring four demon squares, you'll cash in big time on the biggest moments of baseball's early season. Go to prizepicks.com/CHGO and use the code CHGO for a first match deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/CHGO and use code CHGO. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
And hey, if you got some laundry piling up, you need to, if you're like me, you need to take it to CD One Price Cleaners. Why? Well, it's because they have the lowest price around and the best price around. Customers can save over 30% on their dry cleaning bill by switching to CD One Price Cleaners. Other cleaners can charge a different price for every garment type. Plus, they have upcharges, and you may pay a different price each time you visit. But at CD One Price Cleaners, they charge one low price for any garment, even sports jerseys, the same one low price. They have a quick turnaround as well. CD One Price Cleaners has your order ready the same or the next day. Other cleaners can take 2 to 4 days to have your garments clean and ready. And when they are clean and ready, CD One Price Cleaners will send you a text message when your order is ready to come and pick it up, because they don't want it laying around any more than you do. And they have a ton of different services, dry cleaning, wash and fold your laundry. Blankets and comforters can get cleaned there. They do tailoring and alterations, leather cleaning, and area rug cleaning. So visit chgo.cd1, that's O-N-E.com. The link is also in the description on this video. Once you're there, you can pick up you can pick from an in-store coupon or an online pickup and delivery coupon. You have those two options. Again, it's chgo.cd1one.com.
Before I get to Top 10 Thursday, one last thought on the cap circumvention, whatever you want to call it, LTIR stuff. It makes the trade deadline more interesting. It gets more star players in the playoffs. I wonder if there's actually, they might say on the record, like, oh, this is not good. It gets conversation going.
Sure.
It stacks teams. Like, it's not bad for the game from the perspective of conversation and excitement. Like, trade deadline day is one of the biggest days of the year in the league. And if you've got contenders adding players, it makes it more exciting. So I wonder if there is an actual, like, off-the-record desire for them to not really change it too much, because it allows teams to do a lot more at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I'm sure most teams would like to be able to use that to their advantage at some point, sometime, rather than it always being Vegas. But
yeah,
I don't know.
And even from the league perspective of, hey, this is actually good for the game that Thomas Hurdle is now on the Golden Knights instead of the Sharks.
It's right, fair. Yeah. Steven asks, would the NBA adopt the NHL adopt the NBA's rule for cap relief where league doctors review and approve the relief and it's only for half the contract amount?
Maybe.
I don't know if the NHL is going to be in favor of having doctors examine that.
Dr. Nick Riviera.
I was going to say,
hey, everybody.
I was going to say Dr. Arroyo.
Dr. Arroyo, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, I don't know, like, a league doctor, wink, wink. I mean, and if you have independent doctors examining hockey players, three quarters of the league are going to be told that you can't play.
Oh my God.
So, right, yeah.
Yeah.
You look at the laundry list of speaking of CD1 Price.
It's going to be like three guys dressed for each team in the league, because independent doctors are going to sit these guys down and go, you are out of your damn mind.
Look at the
how are you even breathing?
List of injuries every year that just get laid out whenever whenever a team's eliminated.
Yeah, they'll have to sit these guys down and be like, okay, we know this is new to you. The following things are pretty normal. Broken leg, broken wrist, broken neck. Yeah. They play through this stuff. It's the other stuff we're worried about. Any internal bleeding is really what we're looking for. You know, no use of... I always remember Chris Chelios, like, could barely walk, then get the bad Novocaine shot and had to miss a playoff game because the doctors, like, missed.
Yeah.
Where they were trying
Oops,
to...
we numbed the wrong body part.
Yeah, hit a nerve or something, yeah.
Speaking of Chris Chelios, I wonder if he'll be on our list of top 10 ever playoff performers.
Our list.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Should we get to it?
Let's
now,
do
this
it.
Is your baby, Greg, so we're going to let you... navigate this.
It was my idea to do this on Thursdays this off season, since off season can get very boring.
What?
and lack of content.
Well, can you take that mouse off my forehead, please? Thank you. That was very distracting.
Their screen.
Oh, the mouse cursor. I was like, what?
So let's do a top 10 list every Thursday, and we picked last night top 10. All-time Stanley Cup playoff performers. And while doing the research for this, we probably should have done like top 50 and we still would have left off some amazing
you'd
names
still be,
here. So
you'd still be having
this
own.
Is a top list. So what we did 100%. And what we'll do every week, whatever the topic is, all three of us will submit our own top 10 list of whatever the topic is. And then we'll do like a cumulative score rating.
Now, are we going to go through our own individual lists beforehand or afterwards?
I say after.
Okay.
Yes, I say after we'll reveal. And then we come up with a consensus top 10 list. And I imagine this won't necessarily always stick to hockey.
No.
We'll do some fun stuff as the summer goes on.
I was thinking of some fun ones today.
And we might even dip into the Discord, the diehard Discord, and take some suggestions from our diehards.
Bacon flavors from Charlie the Baker.
They're all tied for number
one. Except Malort,
number
two.
Malort's number two. Everything else is tied for number one.
50-way tie for first.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's get to it. This week's top 10 Thursday topic, subject, whatever you want to call it, the all-time NHL playoff performances.
I did notice a severe lack of Sergei Krivokrasov in this list, so
if we did a Hawks list, maybe.
Yeah, if we did Hawks.
I mean, one game does not make a career.
Shush, but, I just like saying Sergei Krivokrasov.
We'll do, there's, that might be next week's topic.
Top 10 random Blackhawks.
Top 10 one 10 moment Blackhawks.
Top 10 hockey names.
Oh, that's fun. Names. That's a good one.
Yeah, all right. Anywho.
Zarly Zalapsky.
So let's go to it. Thanks to Lawrence for putting together these graphics for us as we go through the top 10. For
Who else is going to do it?
Watching on the YouTube.
Yeah, not me.
Not me.
Shall we?
So let's get to it. Number 10 is Brett Hull. Who I believe only had one showed up on one list, but it was high enough to get on the top 10.
Oh, you're welcome, Brett Hull.
And we look at Brett Hull's career stats in the postseason. He is eighth all time with 190 career playoff points.
And a pretty big one for Dallas.
Had that big goal against Dallas and current Buffalo Sabres coach Lindy Ruff.
He was on the 0-2 juggernaut Red Wings team that had a starting lineup full of Hall of Famers.
Right, he was like on the fourth line.
He
was just along for the ride that year. Hard to argue with that. I mean, as I said, there's so many names going down these lists that it was just tough. Like, there's one guy that's going to pop up on this list here in a little bit that I didn't even have on, and I'm. I don't know if I'm ashamed to admit that, but anyway, Brett Hull comes in at number 10.
I mean, you're going with how many thousands of players have played in the NHL through time. I just think we'll get to it. A lot of similarities in terms of one category, so we'll get to it.
Well, it also doesn't help that when you have the top four and six of the top seven players in playoff scoring all played on the same team.
Yeah, that's true.
Those 80s Oilers teams.
Yeah.
They're all right there.
Yeah.
So it kind of mucks it up a little bit.
It does, yes.
Splits some votes. Like,
and those old Canadiens teams, too, had a lot of success.
I'll say the way that I went about picking my 10, I went with who would I most want in a playoff scenario on my team, which, again, you could name 1,000 players and be right. So when we reveal our list, mine is very modern. Like, I don't have any of the, like, 70s Canadians and all that. Because I just, while I know the history and I know of the players and the stories and everything, it doesn't resonate with me as much as, like, 80s, 90s, 2000s and beyond hockey does.
I only have one player on my list that I didn't see play live. Or, you know.
Right, yeah.
During my lifetime.
During your lifetime, yeah. So I guess you're saying Brett Hull is on this list because I had him at number six, basically.
Yeah. I did not have him on my top 10.
He just missed mine, too.
Okay, I put him there 11. Because while 190 points in 202 career playoff games, two cups, like definitely a guy that scoring goals in the postseason is paramount, 103 postseason goals. He and this guy named Wayne Gretzky are tied with the most game-winning goals in NHL playoff history with 24 each. That's why I put Brett Hull on there.
Hard to argue that.
That's when the playoffs ramp up, the pressure ramps up, you need guys that are going to be able to deliver, and Brett Hull made a career of it.
Hard to argue with that philosophy there. All right, number nine. Who we got at number nine? We have Jean Beliveau talking about one of the old-timers.
Yep.
And this was another guy that I believe only got one vote. He was because I had him fifth on my list.
Well, it's undeniable.
I mean, this guy was
you're not gonna argue that.
A 10-time Stanley Cup champion.
Jeez, greedy.
Now, there's probably some luck involved there, Greg.
I mean, see how it plays out. But and he was also...
He was winning cups when there was only four teams.
Well, he was also winning cups when, if you look at this photo here, there was no bottom. There's no base to the cup. It's like it's hollow.
It's hollowed out. Wow.
I wonder how many guys put the cup on their heads winning it.
So thousands, I'm sure.
10-time Stanley Cup champion.
More cups on heads or more baby diapers in the cup bowl?
Tough.
I might flip that upside down without the bottom. You could use it like the diaper genie.
You could, yeah. Just put a trash can.
Worst invention ever.
Diaper genies?
Yeah. It makes your room smell.
Yes. It stinks.
Diaper snake.
I'm so glad that that is one of the underrated things that I am appreciative of doing potty training now is that, like, my daughter's room is starting to not smell just like old pee and poop anymore because the diaper pail has been removed. Yep. Anyways, we were talking about
win-win.
Hockey.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are going to get mad because we mentioned diapers while talking about Jean Beliveau.
Sorry.
Yeah, he was captain for five of those 10 Stanley Cup championships. Was the first ever Conn Smythe Trophy winner.
Yep.
In 1971, unfortunately, that came at the expense of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Sure did.
At 39 years old in 1971, he had 6 goals and 22 points in 20 Stanley Cup playoff games. Ooh. Still getting it done. 79 goals, 176 points in 162 Stanley Cup playoff games. And this was the majority of his career was played when you played 10 or 12 total games a year.
Yeah, because
there was only two rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he's still 16th in all-time playoff scoring despite playing significantly fewer games than a lot of guys.
When
on
you make
that
the playoffs
list.
Almost every year of your career.
Well, they did. Yeah, that helps. I mean, it helps. Yeah. Yes, it helps playing for the Canadians in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah. You're going to play a lot of playoff games.
He was also the best player of all those teams.
Right. Here's a Jean Beliveau fact I really like. It says he's the only player to score 3 game-winning goals in a championship series twice. In 1960 and in 1964-65.
So he had 3 game-winning goals game winners in 2 different Stanley Cup finals.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's Wayne Gretzky, you dick.
Yeah, take that, Brett Hull.
Well, that's why he's ninth.
That's pretty, I mean, that's what's fun about these is like, damn, I never knew that. Like, it's such a random little thing that, you know, falls through the cracks of history. And as we go through the list, we're going to get more of those for sure.
Yep.
All right. Who's number eight?
Great. We have Jaromir Jagr. Oh, you should have put the picture of him with us.
Friend of the show.
Our close personal friend.
I just love this photo. Look at his fresh face. Yes. He's so young in this photo, and the hair is just glorious.
Stud.
I mean, Jaromir Jagr is he was a machine for
still
much
playing.
Of his career. Yeah, and
yeah, it's wild.
Tied for fifth all time with 201 playoff points. tied with a guy that's going to be mentioned here shortly. You know, man, it is raining
it
like
is
all hell.
Really raining. Holy shit.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but holy
shit. I might hear that. I don't know.
You might hear this one, yeah.
Yeah, that's
holy moly. Storming.
Hope I didn't leave my windows cracked.
I definitely left the umbrella in the car.
We may be getting rain in the building momentarily.
Sweet. Oh, we will be in here shortly. That's no doubt. The
bathroom's already leaking.
But Jágr was just incredible. You look back at those, you know, that cup, the 92 cup final against the Blackhawks.
I remember that.
And he was just insane.
How about when you walked up to him at the car show and you're like, you broke my heart. And he's like, why? What happened? No recollection. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess that was a thing I did in my career once.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I said, yeah. He was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, 1992 when you beat the Blackhawks. And I had completely forgotten that he was on that 2013 Bruins team, which is crazy to think about. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, that's okay. You got even
revenge.
Yeah. You beat me in 2013. I was like,
true.
All right, fair enough. All right.
That's when he had the, like,
I forget
the,
that all the
Lemmy,
time.
Like,
right.
Mutton chops up to the mustache.
That's when he did the, they did, like, the NHL did the little, like, intro things where they're like, hi, I'm so-and-so, and my favorite player growing up was so-and-so.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, hi, I'm Jágr Jágr, and my favorite player growing up was Jaromir Jágr.
He's the best.
That's crazy.
I hated him so much. As a kid, but as I got older,
so
just he's awesome. He's the best.
Well, I mean, and remember too, like during his time, like he was considered like a controversial figure. Like he was kind of
because he had so much character.
Like, oh, is he a good teammate and all this stuff? Come on, his teammates love him. Mm-hmm. And I still think the greatest moment of his career was when he got his number retired and said, my girlfriend is too young to remember me being on the Penguins, but I told her all about it. That's awesome.
No lie.
It's so good. Good for him.
All right. We take our break here, or should we do...
Are we at number seven?
All right. Let's do our break here, and then we'll get to the rest of our top 10.
And we'll finish it out.
And hey, yes, it is that dark outside, Checo Marco.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean,
the windows
those blinds are tinted, but
it's not great.
Not that tinted.
Hey, you love pizza. I love pizza. It's very clear. I love pizza. Stop by Salerno's on tap, located at 1201 West Grand in Chicago's West Town, and enjoy their amazing tavern-style pizza and ice-cold beers like this one right here. Whether you're headed to the game, want to watch it live on their big-screen TVs, or if you're watching from home, Salerno's has you covered. Go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Mention CHGO. And get half off your pizza. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Mention CHGO and get half off your pizza. Head to SalernosPizza.com or call 312-666-3444 for more information. Again, mention CHGO and you're going to get half off your pizza. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
That's awesome. And speaking about saving money on awesome things, if you become a CHGO diehard, you're going to get so many perks that we don't have enough time to list them here.
So many.
If you enjoy what we're doing, our daily podcast, live shows for every team, post-game shows, become a diehard. You're going to get access to premium written content for members only at allchgo.com. That includes Jay's Blackhawks beat that came out today.
Yes.
Talking about the raised level of expectation and how that may or may not affect Luke Richardson going forward. I know Mario's got a draft post coming out tomorrow. Is that a diehard only read?
I think that's going to be open to the public.
All right, but come diehard anyway, just in case.
But yeah there's going to be more. There's going to be more draft content as we get closer to the end of June. That will be diehard only as we get more into the minutia of things. That's the word of the day.
Yeah,
it's great. But yeah, tomorrow's post is open to all.
Well, there you go. But become a diehard anyway, because you're going to get 20% off all events. We had 3 Blackhawk takeovers last year. I would imagine we're going to have close to that same number. Mm-hmm. We've got some Chicago baseball takeovers
coming up tomorrow. We got the Friday 120
Club. You can go to the pregame show at Murphy's Bleachers and a postgame show at Almost Home. Go get some tickets and hang out with Braggs and Cody in the bleachers against the hated Milwaukee Brewers.
Boo.
Sorry, Mario.
And then get 20% off of all of the events. You get 20% all our merchandise. Plus, when you become a diehard and when you renew, you get one free hat or shirt I mean, that pays almost pays for it right yeah, then and there. It. So you also get access to our members-only Discord lounge, where you might be able to suggest a future top 10 topic, or you definitely every week get top priority in Mailbag Monday questions. Yes. That's worth the money right there.
And we've done a bunch of giveaways via the Discord this year, too.
Yeah.
Lots of perks to becoming a diehard.
Do it.
So, yes, head on over to allchgo.com, click on the link, sign up, and we will love you forever.
That's right.
Yes.
Guaranteed. Absolutely. All right. Who's next?
Number six.
Number seven. Patrick Kane.
Who?
Yeah.
Of the
heard of him before.
Chicago Blackhawks. Yes, we know him. Three-time Stanley Cup winner. He, when you look at total point production, 138 playoff points. That's 41st all-time on the list. But, you know, Kane was kind of the guy that it wasn't necessarily about putting the puck in the net every game. It was more of, you know, just the threat of him getting hot.
Yep.
You know, you had to make sure you accounted for him whenever he was on the ice at all times, and that allowed other players to succeed. And spoiler alert, I didn't have him on my top 10.
Wow.
What?
And those, you know, with Kane, the big moments, I in my mind, I'm like, he's very clutch, right? Listen to this. In games where the Blackhawks could clinch the series, stave off elimination, or in a game seven, Patrick Kane has 48 points in 35 games.
I mean, it's not how many. 20 goals, 20 assists.
He has three series-clinching overtime goals.
Yeah.
It's clutch.
Woof.
When there's a reason that he was called Showtime. It's when the lights were brightest, Patrick Kane was a guy, and still is, a guy that steps up to the moment. And when you're in the playoffs, you need those cup-winning teams of not only the Blackhawks, but any cup-winning team needs a player that when your team is in a spot where you need someone to step up, be the difference maker, and be the one that can shoulder the load, you need guys like that. And Patrick Kane was always a guy like a guy of that that stature here. So
I think
I mean,
I think the roof is coming
absolutely
in.
Absolutely boring.
This is like biblical rain we're witnessing.
This is one of the
right
hardest
now.
Rains I think we've had.
People in the chat were talking about hail in different parts of the city.
It's so loud in
suburbs.
Here. I can't even hear the two guys
Yeah,
next
I feel like I have
let
to
alone
talk
me.
Louder
right,
so
now
you guys
it's
can
calmed
hear me.
Down a little bit. But yeah, Patrick Kane craved the spotlight, craved the big moment. Very few players could do that. It was tough for me to leave him off my list just because of being in person at so many of these big moments.
Yeah.
But again, it's just a tough list. There are guys that I felt even more wrong leaving off just because of some of the contributions they were able to do.
Yeah. I will never forget 2013. If you go back and watch the Stanley Cup like commemorative Blu-ray or DVD, Brad Marchand said something like, "You haven't done much in this series." And Patrick Kane's like, "You know what? You're right.
Whoops.
Yeah. Get ready."
And he just went on to win a Conn Smythe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I like I think in 2015 he had one too against
it was Pat Maroon.
Against the Ducks with Pat Maroon. Yeah. He said, like, "You got to get home for those roller hockey championships," or something like that.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good stuff. He was always good for a highlight reel play and a highlight reel chirp.
No doubt.
All right, number six, Bobby Orr, Boston Bruins legend, probably the most famous goal in NHL history.
Plus it was against the Blues.
The most famous imagery that you could have, yeah.
But overtime, Stanley Cup clinching goal, the famous dive after with his hands up in the air. And that's just one of many moments for just an absolute legendary player that, you know, today we see defensemen put up points all the time. It's not the norm, but it's definitely every team wants to have a guy like a Quinn Hughes.
Yeah.
Eric Karlsson put up 100 points last year. But Bobby Orr was doing that consistently. He led
the
league in scoring as a defenseman times.
I don't know if we'll ever see a defenseman lead the league in scoring again the way that the league has changed.
And he, again, great playoff run to one winner of multiple Stanley Cups, just one of the best players to ever throw on a pair of hockey skates, revolutionized the position, revolutionized the game. I'm actually kind of surprised there isn't some sort of postseason award named after him at this point. You know,
I think if they changed, they did change some awards. The Norris, which I know was it yesterday the finalists were announced for the Norris.
Yes.
I feel like if you use the Norris and split the honor into most offensively gifted defenseman and right. most, I don't know, defensively gifted defenseman give, or something. The offensive one, I would say, you should go with Bobby.
Give the
Orr.
Norris to the best defensive defenseman.
The Hjalmarsson Award, my friends.
Give the Norris to the best offensive defenseman.
Just call it the Norris.
Oh, yeah.
Norris.
Just capitalize the yeah. O-R-R.
Yeah.
By the way, the finalists this year, Quinn Hughes, Roman Josi, Kale McCarr.
Yep. Yeah. Bobby Orr, 26 goals, 92 points, and 74 playoff games. Two-time Stanley Cup winner, won the Conn Smythe both times.
And one of five to win it twice, the only defenseman to win it twice.
Yep.
And he's a guy who his legacy is already cemented, but, like, think about if he would have been healthy for a few more years.
The Blackhawks would have loved that.
I'm sure they would have.
Should have the pinball machine out of it at least.
If he never had a bad knee, chances are he never signs with the Blackhawks.
Good point.
Also true.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yes.
All right. We into the top
into
five?
The top five. Here
Beautiful.
We go.
Five.
You know it's a good list when Bobby Orr is only sixth.
Yeah.
Here's number five, Mario Lemieux.
You'll notice I just slid the photo over from
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nicely nice. Done.
Another nice. Baby face photo of Mario.
Yeah. Mario Lemieux gets fifth on this list, despite me not even having him in my top 10.
Jeez.
So here's
hater. That's how tough.
You're
I had another Lemieux, just not this one.
Here's some Lemieux playoff awesome. Notes.
Yeah.
Lemieux holds the records four goals in a single period with four. Goals in a single game with five. Points in a single period with four. Points in a single game, eight. And best goals per game in the playoffs at .710. In 107,
that's pretty good.
107 playoff games for Mario Lemieux, he put up 172 points. 96 assists are 24th best all-time, and 76 goals put him at number 12. Again, despite playing in only 107 playoff games, your all-time playoff leader is Chris Chelios with 266. Games played.
Yeah, yeah. Another guy who, you know, health concerns changed his career, but, like, yeah, it's undeniable the per game impact that he had. Insane. Especially, and even too, into later into his career, too. Like, I mean, yeah. he played with Sidney Crosby. Like,
yeah.
The longevity he was able to have was amazing.
Yep, and a lot of those playoff points were put up pre-91-92 mm-hmm. when he was like the only guy on that team.
Right, yeah.
It was a guy that I felt very conflicted. Like, my top four was like super easy. And after that, it was like I changed it multiple times.
To narrow it down to 10 is very difficult.
I finally just like, screw it. This is it. I'm not changing it anymore.
Well, that's why I kind of had to eliminate, aside from Bobby Orr, who is undeniable, I had to eliminate guys I never seen play. Because you could go back to the 20s and, like, I don't know. I had to kind of go from a place of knowledge, I thought. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys I'm thinking of now. Like, I probably should have had him in there.
Yeah, like you said, like, we could have done a top 50 and you're still
going to be snubbing people.
Yeah, worrying about where you're slotting different guys. But
and thank you, Cricket, for the reminder to everybody to hit the like button. We appreciate that. Let's do a like spike in 3, 2, 1. Smash that like button for us. Give it an oboe drop. Give it a perfect plex. Give it the million-dollar dream. That one won't really work, though. It's not such an impact move, the million-dollar dream. It's more of a sleeper-style hold.
Scorpion death drop.
A DDT.
Diamond cutter.
Anything you want to do, just make sure that button is hit.
Crossroads.
That is such a corny picture of him.
It is.
I mean, for a guy who's such a badass, he's kind of a dork. Cody Rhodes, can we agree?
He looks like a Ghostbuster.
He's kind of dorky.
He's a total dork.
Yeah. He's in an endearing way.
Yeah, I mean, I can call him a dork because I'm a giant dork.
Yes, correct. 3 for 3 on this set and Law 2.
All right. Let's move into the top four.
Don't bristle at that. You have a hot dog shirt on.
Yeah, it's classic. Come on.
Lots of penguins on this list. Number four, Sidney Crosby. It's tough to argue. Yeah. He is tied with Jaromir Jagr for fifth all time with 201 points. Boy, if you could only have gotten in the playoffs the last 2 years, he certainly tried as hard as he carried that dog shit team on his back for 3 months and couldn't get him in there.
I seriously feel like we have gotten to the point with Sidney Crosby where he is underrated. Yeah. Where people are like, they got tired of hearing about him. He was overhyped. Nope, he was not.
No.
He came in and did exactly what everyone said he was going to do.
And more.
It's the hockey equivalent of LeBron James. People were tired of the name before he joined the league.
LeBron James.
He came in and did exactly what everyone said he was going to do. Yeah. At worst, he's the third best player in history. Okay. With Crosby, top five, maybe top 10 for sure. Yeah. Of all time to play hockey, like
absolutely,
you know, I think Crosby has seriously gotten to the point where people undervalue him.
Well, of course, when you play that long, but you're still productive.
He's awesome.
You look at he's 3-time Stanley Cup champion, 2-time Conn Smythe winner. In the years the Penguins won the Stanley Cup, in 2009, he had 15 goals and 31 points in 24 games. 2016, he had 6 points, 13. Assist 19 points in 24 games. That was the year he didn't win the Conn Smythe. And then in 17, 8 goals, 27 points in 24. Well over a point per game, 201 points in 180 playoff games.
One of my regrets about the dynasty is that we did not get that Hawks Penguins Cup final.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have
been awesome.
Yeah. But after the 92, I'm okay with it. Not
fair enough.
Was it 13 was Bruins Penguins in the Eastern Conference Final, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
2013.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was the closest it would have been because
was it
15 was Rangers Lightning?
Rangers Lightning, yes.
I think. And then 2010 was Flyers and
Canadians. Yep. It was like 7-8, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were the two lowest seeds. Yeah, I mean, look at it's crazy that, you know, what Crosby's able to do in his career. He had injury issues, concussion issues that a lot of people were like, he's never going to be the same again. Might have shortened his career, all that. He came back from that and has, you know, for a while reclaimed his status as one of the best in the league. I mean, look at what he did down the stretch here for the Penguins just this year at age, 37? To try and get them into the postseason starting on March 14th. 1 point, 1 point, 2 points, 1 point, 0, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 0, 1, 1, 3, 1, 2, 2.
That's a Hart Trophy. That's Hart Trophy worthy stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He did everything humanly possible to drag the Penguins into the playoffs this year, and they still couldn't get it done. And it was right there for the taking.
Yeah.
Just like last year.
And what was fun and what I had Crosby on my list at number 3, I think for me is that we saw him at the beginning of his career be a clutch playoff performer, and then we again, you know, being in back-to-back cup finals and then back-to-back cup finals again 8-9 years down the road, and he was the same kind of guy, but just a more mature, more well-rounded Sidney Crosby. Like, it's just the longevity is really something you have to respect. And again, like we talked about with, like, you know, Patrick Kane, like Crosby is a guy that when the pressure is cranked up, like he's one that always shows up.
I forget who said this. It was earlier this year. I was listening to like season preview stuff. Someone described Sidney Crosby as a top line player playing the game like a fourth liner. Like, into the corners, winning faceoffs, finishing checks, stealing pucks. Like, he just, Jonathan Toews in his prime, very similar, right? Like, there was nothing that was.
And he's still elite at doing that.
Yeah, 36. And there was nothing that was above, you know, like, oh, I'm Sidney Crosby, I don't do that stuff.
Right,
I'm the superstar here, you get me the puck. No, he remains, by the way, a complete player, a great player, and will go down as one of the all-time greats, just as he was hyped to do, so hopefully we get a similar result with the hyped prospect we have in town right now.
That'd be nice.
That would be wonderful.
That'd be nice.
Yes. There's the shirt. See?
Wearing his hot dog shirt.
That hot dog was dragged through the garden.
This is from the old Vienna Beef Factory that was up at Fullerton. What was that? Elston and Dayton, right?
Yeah, the three-corner deal.
Where the hell did they move? I used to love going there for lunch.
Where I don't know. They should move right here.
Aren't they in Pilsen? I think they're in Pilsen now. Anyway.
Oh, Pilsen. There
you go. It's by the, yeah, I think it's Elston, and it's by a bridge.
No, no, that's where it used to be.
Oh, it's where it used to be.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know where it is now.
It has now moved, I believe, Pilsen.
I used to pass it on my way into my former employer in this city's office.
Ah, yes. Former employer.
38th and Morgan.
38th? Mm. Oh, okay, so that's a little further south.
Outside.
That's in the meatpacking district.
That's not that far from here.
Chicago.
Nope, it's on my way in. Hey, Sky Point. Yeah, guess what you're bringing you know, in tomorrow.
Yeah,
I've been to Pilsen three times in the last 2 weeks.
Have you
Five Rabanitos. You ever been there?
I was just going to say El Milagro for the steak tacos.
That's good, too.
Holy mother of
my sister lives
gracious.
In Pilsen.
Nice.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All right.
Back to the list.
Oh, a young Dangle threw
you just made the list.
Young Dangle, of course. I actually was looking for Young Dangle earlier.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
And
the signal went out when Patrick Kane was on the thumbnail.
Yeah, he says, so you're saying Patrick Kane's a playoff performer? He gets better and better. Sounds like a guy we should sign for a playoff run 2 years from now.
Sure. 2 years from now, let's go.
Yeah, he said he almost missed a show tailored perfectly.
I can't believe he almost missed comments. It.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the top 10. We're at number three.
Top three are first and, well, let's face it, only goalie to make the list.
Yeah.
Patrick Waugh, hard to argue with that. Four-time Stanley Cup champion. Only player to win the Conn Smythe three times. Nobody else has done
that. That's the argument right there.
Pretty damn
and
impressive.
That's why he's where he is.
Yep.
23 career playoff shutouts. In 247 playoff games, he had 151 wins, a career goals against average of 2.30, and a career save percentage of .918 in 247 playoff games.
That's pretty crazy.
And you mentioned 151 playoff wins, most all time.
No
next closest is Martin Brodeur with 113.
Yeah, no one's touching that.
Behind Brodeur is Grant Fuhr, retired, and Marc-Andre Fleury with 92. I don't think that Marc-Andre Fleury has another 20-some playoff wins in him.
Probably not.
I don't think if he's staying in Minnesota, I don't think he has any.
Fair enough. Yeah, right. So, yeah, Patrick Waugh just absolutely dominant. I'll never forget the 96 Western Conference final, Hawks and Avalanche, and just Waugh and Belfour going back and forth. And Colorado was a better team, so Eddie was stopping 50, Waugh was stopping 45, and usually as great as Eddie was, Waugh was just that much better. And another guy, a character, opinionated, talked his crap, you know, put his money where his mouth is. I'll never forget after that, Jeremy Roenick got pulled down in that game and said, you know, oh, it should have been a penalty shot, and I want to know where Patrick Waugh's jock was after I scored on a breakaway ahead, you know, earlier in the series, and goes, I can't hear Jeremy. I've got my two Stanley Cup rings in my ears. That's it. He just dunked on Jeremy Roenick.
That's the day I earned a lot of respect for Patrick Waugh, because as a huge Hawks fan, and, you know, Jeremy Roenick was my favorite player at that time, you know, and then you hear that response, and you're kind of just like, touche. Well, well played.
It's difficult to shut up Jeremy Roenick, and Patrick Waugh did it.
He found a way. Again, goalies in this list, Martin Brodeur was great. Somebody mentioned Ken Dryden and those 70s teams.
Yep.
Bernie Parent won back-to-back Stanley Cups and back-to-back Conn Smythe. Some great performances there, you know, some legendary goalies, but it's so tough
None of you had Brodeur anywhere in
I had Brodeur.
He had Brodeur on his... Jay had Brodeur at Brodeur top
was,
time,
he, that those teams were
Billy ridiculous. Smith is another one. Four straight Stanley Cups and a guy that would he was a red ass.
Yeah.
A lot of Billy Smith and Corey Crawford.
A lot of Billy Smith and Corey Crawford.
Corey Crawford, Billy Smith would, like, stop you on a breakaway and then, like, try to behead you with his stick.
And trip down the stairs at a Starland Vocal Band concert.
That's because it was in the evening, not the afternoon. Yeah. If it was in the afternoon, he would have been fine. It would have been delightful. All right, top two. I wonder who these two guys are.
I wonder.
Number two, Mark Messier.
I went with the iconic Rangers photo.
Yeah, that's the one.
I mean,
that's the most iconic.
After the guarantee, that's the one.
Yeah, Mark Messier, 295 career playoff points, second only behind the guy that, well, is going to be number one. He was a six-time Stanley Cup winner.
That's impressive.
Only one Conn Smythe Trophy, and that was the 84 team.
That was the first of the Oilers.
Yes.
Four out of five, right? 84? 84, 85.
84, yeah, because Islanders were 83. And that was the first Edmonton Cup. I always amazed me that he didn't get the Conn Smythe in 94.
Brian Leetch won it.
Brian Leetch. Mm-hmm.
Nice. I mean, yeah, Brian Leetch is a great player, but... he had 4 postseason hat tricks in his career, just as clutch as they come. Mm-hmm. You look at that legendary 94 run, 12 goals, 30 points in 23 games. Was a plus 14 for those of you who care about that stat.
And he had the, what was it, a hat trick in the game? The game he guaranteed that they would win. To force a game seven. Was it a hat trick that he had?
Yes.
I mean,
that's calling your shot.
That's legendary.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I'll give you a spoiler alert before we review our lists. Our number one wasn't unanimous.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I had Mark Messier as my number one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you can be wrong.
For this fact alone, Mark Messier won 2 Stanley Cups without Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky never won a Stanley Cup without Mark
Messier. That's fair. 14 shorthanded playoff goals for Messier, too.
Yeah, that's also impressive. Yeah, guy did it all on the biggest stages.
All right, let's get to number one on the list here. No surprise. If it's a hockey list, unless it's penalty minutes, chances are it's Wayne Gretzky at the top.
Yep.
I got a little things on records here. 24 game-winning goals. That's tied for second all-time with Brett Hull. 382 points in 208 games. Wayne Gretzky holds many NHL playoff records, including most points, 382, goals, 122, assists, 260, hat-tricks, 10, and game-winning goals, 24. He's got 4 Stanley Cups. It's pretty good. He was pretty good. This just in, number 99, good at hockey.
Yeah. Pretty darn good.
I don't think that point record is going to be even ever in jeopardy playoffs.
No.
The next
closest. Well, because he leads by almost 100.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's 382. Messier is 295. The closest active player is Sidney Crosby, who's 181 points behind him. As great as he is.
Now he's got a chance.
I don't, Evgeny Malkin is 202 points behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Like, it's insane.
Wild.
As great as Nikita Kucherov has been, he doesn't even have half the amount of points that Wayne Gretzky does. Yeah. So it's pretty insane.
Won't be touched unless McDavid makes some long runs in like consecutive years and things like that. I think it's too late for him at this point.
Well, and that's the crazy thing. Like, it might be too late for him because he's had too many early exits already in his career, which is crazy to even think of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need those. Even if it's not a cup win, you got to get to the conference final just to accumulate the points to have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you look at a guy like Nathan MacKinnon, who seems to factor in on every single Avalanche playoff goal. He's got 109 career playoff points. Put that in perspective. And he's been in the league for 11 years already.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
crazy.
So you've got to be in the league and in the playoffs every year. And yes, he played in an era where the Nets were bigger, The goalie pads were a lot smaller.
Yeah.
The goalies kind of just stood there and hoped the puck hit them.
They were plumbers in the offseason.
Yeah, it was a different time.
Sure.
There's a reason why he has all those records that will never be broken, because the game has evolved. The game has changed. But there's still my favorite Wayne Gretzky fact of all time. If Wayne Gretzky did not score a single goal in the NHL,
it's my favorite,
he would still be the NHL's all-time leading scorer on assists alone.
More assists than anyone has goals and assists combined.
He has more assists in his career than anyone has points.
And, by the way, he's the all-time winning goal scorer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Brett Gretzky for being part of the NHL's all-time leading brothers scoring championship. Yes.
Brett Lindros is cursing the heavens at this very moment.
What if you put all the Sutters together? Would they even be close?
not even close. I don't even think they combine for one.
I wonder if the Sutters beat the Sedins. That'd be fun to do. Sounds like a project for someone else.
Well, I think both Sedins went over 1,000 points, right?
Let's Sutters see. Weren't known for
maybe AI
for
knows.
Points.
More
Sutters
points.
Sutters weren't known for points.
Sutters or Sedins.
all right. So that concludes our top 10 list. Our collaborative top 10.
Okay, here I have the answer.
Uh-huh.
The Sedins combined 2,107 points, makes them the fourth highest scoring sibling duo of all time between the six Sutter brothers, who scored 2,936, the Gretzky brothers, 2,861, and the Stasnys, who posted 2,169. That was not in order. But
so it took all six.
So Sutters,
six
Gretzky's,
Sutters had more?
Stasnys. The six right. Sutters well, had more than the Gretzky's.
Of them. Six of them, yeah. Yeah. The six Sutters had more than one Wayne Gretzky and one Brent Gretzky.
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
By like 60 points only.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty wild.
All right. Shall we reveal our individual lists?
Sure.
Let me start with Mara. You give us your
I'll go 10 to 1. I will admit I forget goalies sometimes. And so I had zero goalies on mine, but you cannot deny that Patrick Waugh deserves to be on this list as high as he was. My 10 to 1 was Nicklas Lidström. Mr. Game 7 himself, Justin Williams.
Yeah, that's a good one. Justin Williams is great.
Jonathan Toews, number 8. Bobby Orr, number 7. Brett Hull, 6. Patrick Kane, 5. Mario Lemieux, 4. Sidney Crosby, 3. Mark Messier, 2. And Wayne Gretzky, number 1.
All right. I did Chris Chelios, number 10. Most playoff games all time, 266. Steve Yzerman. His team's only missed the playoff twice in 22 years. In those appearances, Stevie Weiss scored 70 goals and 185 points in 196 games. Crosby, Brodeur, Orr, Kane, Lemieux, Messier, Waugh, Gretzky. That's my top 10.
Here's my top 10 from 10 to 1. I had Joe Sakic, 10th. Dude was, about clutch and putting a team on his back. He did it multiple years. I had number 9. I had to take someone from that Islanders dynasty. I went with Brian Trottier. Because he was great for the but he also won cups with the Penguins on those 91-92 teams. So he was another clutch. And you want to talk about clutch? Number 8, I had Claude Lemieux. Dude was all about the playoffs.
Yes, he was.
He was a total pudwack at times, but he was a pudwack you wanted on your side. You wanted to go to war with Claude Lemieux.
Pudwack.
Yes. Number 7, Bobby Orr. Number 6, Sidney Crosby. I had Jean Beliveau at number 5. You're welcome. Number 4, Patrick Waugh. I had Jaromir Jagr, 3rd best all-time. I had Wayne Gretzky, 2, and I had Mark Messier, 1, just because the 94 run alone.
Yeah.
And the fact that he won 2 cups with Wayne Gretzky.
That is significant.
That
there's no doubt about that.
That 94 run is why Greg is a huge Rangers fan.
I did root for the Rangers that year. That's how much Steve Larmer was on that team, and I was cheering for the Rangers. That's how much I love Steve Larmer that I put my hatred for all things New York to the side for one spring.
Some Hawks bloggers should really take it upon themselves to stump for Steve Larmer to have his number retired. I can't believe no one's done that yet.
Who would do
there
that?
Was only somebody out there that did that all the time.
Well, we'll have to mention it to Tab. Maybe he'll take on that, duty.
No, he's pretty busy.
Duty. That's a topic for another day is the whole Steve Larmer deal.
Yes.
Sure.
That was fun. I like top 10 Thursdays.
Did you do your list?
Yeah.
He was out of order.
Oh, okay.
I was out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were relishing in the glory of your own list, and you tuned out.
I was. I was making sure I had it right.
You heard the choir in your ear of all those great names. But
you, I said Iserman, and you just blacked out in a rage.
You said Iserman. I blocked it out because you said so many Red Wings. I was just like, whoa, Jay, all the Red Wings love over this.
There's only technically one Red Wing on that list. Chris Chelios is not a Red Wing.
You said Lidstrom.
That was the only one.
Ugh. Lidstrom was another guy. Speaking of,
he didn't play
so good they became underrated. That's Nicholas Lidstrom. Nicholas Lidstrom was a created in a lab defenseman.
Not a single Red Wing on my list, by the way.
And that's why yours is the best list.
I had the guy that Red Wing fans hate the most on mine.
That's right. Did you ever watch the thing with him and McCarty?
Yeah. It was good.
That's interesting. I want to watch that new Sakic. Did you see that one, Saving Sakic?
Yeah, that one's coming out.
I think it might be out. I need to watch it soon.
Yeah.
Just remember, guys.
It looks really interesting.
Detroit sucks!
Yeah, thank you.
Detroit sucks!
Jeremy Piven.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Always
before he was famous. All right. We're good. We're done. We made it.
Yeah, we're going to do another show tomorrow on something.
Well, we'll talk Leafs and Bruins. Yeah, that will have another game decided. It's the only game tonight. And there's always stuff. There's always things that trickle out.
Isogs had a big 5-1.
Yes, they did.
Isogs even up the win series. Last night.
We would talk a little Hogs. They got a big game tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
A pivotal game 3 of a 5-game series. It would definitely behoove them to win tomorrow night. It would make life a lot easier.
Yeah, it'd be big.
Yeah.
And they dominated last night. They were fantastic.
Also, something I saw this morning on The Athletic, Ian Mendez did a piece on how every NHL team got their name. Very cool. There's some cool stuff in there.
Nice.
They were almost the Detroit Winged Wheels or Winged Wheelers.
Ugh. Winged Wheelers.
Good job going with Red Wings on that one.
They should have stick. They were the Cobras at one point. They should have kept that.
Yeah. And then the Avalanche were very close to being the Rocky Mountain Extreme.
Oof.
Is there anything more mid-90s than Mountain Extreme?
They'd have like
I feel like
neon uniforms.
That feels like it's like a lacrosse team.
Roller hockey.
That's an arena football league team. Rocky Mountain Extreme.
Yeah, Colorado Avalanche, much better.
Yes, good job with that. So we'll see what Utah has coming up. And the story about how the Lightning got their name is cool too. Read it. I'm not going to spoil it. Good stuff. All right, we'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2:30. Thanks for being with us. Hit that like button on your way out for us. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page as well. We'll talk to you Friday at 2:30 on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.